Islam in daily life. The following program has been prepared by Dr. Syed Al-Nabi. The importance of education and learning cannot be overemphasized in a Muslim community. Islam asks its followers to know, to think, and to understand, and to use their reason at every stage of their life. It urges them to look around with an open mind and draw their conclusions about the universe, its creation, the place of man in it, and the process of life, growth, and decay, and finally, about the origin of such a universe. The very first revelation, and it is not sheer chance, contained nothing but the command to read in the name of the Lord who created. It was this emphasis on knowing, understanding, and learning that gave birth to a civilization which knew no boundaries, and therefore in a short period swept the major portion of the then-known world. Today, when Islamic ideology and philosophy are staging a comeback, the Islamic tradition of education and learning is again receiving due emphasis, and one very clear sign of this is the formation of the Islamic Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, ISESCO, by the Organization of Islamic Conference, known as OIC. Speaking at the inaugural session of the second annual general conference of the Islamic Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, Pakistan's President General Zia-ul-Haq has stressed the need to promote education among the Muslim Ummah for its development in scientific, technological and the field of humanities. He regretted that the present literacy rate in the Muslim world was very low. The president said efforts should be made to reduce the widening gap between Islamic countries and the developed world for improving the quality of life of the Muslim people. There should be no inhibition in establishing close relationship with the advanced countries to acquire the latest technology, he added. Syed Sharafuddin Pirzada, Secretary General of the Organization of Islamic Conference, in his address urged Islamic countries to concentrate their efforts on promoting education and scientific knowledge, and to devote a major portion of their budgets to the eradication of illiteracy in the Islamic world. In his address at the conference, Pirzada lamented the fact that the average percentage of literacy in the Islamic world was around 20%. He said that the financial and material resources of the Islamic Ummah cannot be utilized properly without an educated and enlightened manpower base, and described the eradication of illiteracy as a fundamental prerequisite for bringing about the desired changes in life patterns, sociological behavior, and economic conditions of Muslims. Progress in the fields of health, social welfare, or economic development will continue to be stymied in the absence of education, he added. In his speech at the start of the three-day conference of the Rabat-based organization to serve as the Islamic UNESCO, Pirzada suggested that the eradication of mass illiteracy should be pursued as a major objective and a vital field, which is the most vital factor in our united efforts to promote progress and prosperity in the Islamic world, and would enable the Muslims to emerge as a factor for peace, security, prosperity, and progress in the world. The OIC chief expressed satisfaction over the progress achieved by ISESCO during the 3 years of its existence and praised the program undertaken by it in the fields of education, science and culture. He urged the Islamic states to provide the necessary support for the organization, which is facing a critical financial situation. Pirzada stressed the need for adequate financial means and qualified personnel to carry out the programs of action adopted by the Islamic Summit and foreign ministers' conferences. The ISESCO General Conference is expected to approve a comprehensive 3-year plan of action comprising programs and projects aimed at reducing mass illiteracy, training of teachers, improvement of academic syllabuses, promotion of cultural and scientific activities in the Islamic countries. The activities planned by ISESCO envisage cooperation and collaboration with UNESCO and national institutions in Islamic countries. Malaysia has contributed $500,000 to the Standing Committee for Science and Technology Fund of the Organization of Islamic Conference. OIC Secretary General Sharafuddin Pirzada received a check of the amount from Datuk Haji Mokhtar, Malaysian ambassador to the kingdom. The money will be used to meet the cost of projects taken up in the first phase of the Scientific and Technological Cooperation Programme among the OIC member states, for which a total of $25 million has been allocated. Speaking at a ceremony arranged for the occasion at the headquarters of the Islamic Foundation for Science, Technology and Development, IFTSAD, Pirzada stressed the need for supporting the committee in achieving its goals. The valuable contribution by the Government of Malaysia reflects its firm and sincere commitment to the aims and objectives of the OIC regarding scientific and technological advancement of the Islamic Ummah, he said. The fund will help implement IFTSAD programs and the plan of action approved by the 4th Islamic Summit Conference held in Casablanca earlier this year, Pirzada added. The OIC Secretary General said the importance of scientific and technological growth as the prerequisite for the overall progress of development of the Islamic nation cannot be overemphasized. It is virtually impossible to expect rapid progress in any field of activity without a sound basis of knowledge and adequate technological base, he observed. And that concludes today's edition of our program, prepared by Dr. Syed Al-Nabi. Islam in daily life.